Okay, so today, what are we making?
Today it's a chicken sandwich with it's gonna have mozzarella in it. It's gonna have basil pesto, sun-dried tomatoes or tomatoes, whatever preference you have, with a balsamic glaze on it and on a baguette.
Esther will be in her kitchen following James's instructions. I'm no use today. James, if you want to just kind of lead us and tell us what you do, how you start.
Yeah, absolutely. But before I get started, I want to introduce you to somebody. So, my daughter Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. Oh, we got a little guest star today.
Hi, Joyce. Nice to meet
Oh, that's my
you.
alarm. That's for. All right, there it goes.
Joyce, nice to meet you. I'm Joanne.
I'm Esther. Hi. We're
Oh, look at
excited
you.
for you to help us make this meal.
This is pretty much going to be dinner tonight. Okay.
She's lovely. Thank you for introducing us, James.
She's my jewel.
Aww.
Yeah, so I'm going to bake the chicken breast in the oven, 450 degrees for 15 minutes.
James, I'm making like a bastardized version of what you're doing because I
All
have to
right.
pan fry my chicken. I'm gonna do like, you're gonna do like the 15 minute version. I'm gonna do the 5 minute version.
That's okay. That's absolutely okay. Yeah.
Can I ask you, how did you get introduced to this?
So what exactly?
This, what do you call this again? A mold, a mold.
A mortar and pestle? Well, I mean, there's a lot of Mexican restaurants out there. They use it for making avocado guacamole.
I'm just trying to dumb it down a little bit so people like myself can just buy the pesto sauce at the store.
Yes.
I did. There you go.
There we go. Thank you so much, Jess. Sometimes I feel like an a because I'll be. Ooh. Are there kids around?
Cover your ears.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes like you know, I'll go down that sauce aisle and I could tell like people are just like judging me because I'm sure there are plenty of people like James that make it from scratch. But please don't judge people like myself.
Nobody makes tomato sauce out of scratch. You buy that out of the jar and you add stuff in it to make it look like you made it from scratch.
Thank you very much.
No one will know. So my chicken is done. My chicken.
Your chicken, very
A
nice,
lot of
very
chicken.
fancy.
Also, the other thing was I could not find baguettes. James, I
That's
know you're talking about baguettes, so I got ciabatta.
that works.
I think also works.
Well, we got fresh pesto.
Wow.
That was so delicious. Say hi, Emo.
Joanne, what is your cup of tea?
Like stir-fry vegetables, you know, basic Korean jjigae, like basic Korean stews. I cook just for survival reasons. I don't want to famish my children, so I have to cook.
Eating all the mozzarella. So good, fresh mozzarella.
Well, you know.
What's up with James's dating life game right now since we got some time? You gotta update us now.
Oh
Sweet.
my God,
Dove
my
into it
children.
last time. Now you gotta update us.
Oh no, it's been ups and downs, ups and downs. Really. I mean, I meet one great girl, meet two not so good girls, then meet a great girl again, and something's wrong. So it's just not ever consistent.
Something's wrong with them? What's up with them?
Let's say something's wrong with me.
Okay.
Just honestly, I got two wonderful girls in my life already. I don't need anyone else at the minute.
Just for kicks, though, have you like do can you share any like funny stories since we've last
Me?
spoken to you? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. No.
That no sounds like a yes.
You kind of know, right? Like it's a yes or no for this person right away.
Oh, immediately. Yes, absolutely. But you go through the whole thing anyway, just because you like to tease yourself to say, yeah, but maybe I'm wrong, right? Or like to say, well, maybe I'm being judgmental, right? Plus, you know it's wrong.
Yeah,
you should just end it there and say, hey, it's...
All right, are we ready to assemble this sandwich?
Yeah, I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready. Okay, I have to do two because I have to do one sheet for my 6-year-old who only eats ranch dressing and sliced cheese.
We should have just done that and call it a day, but whatever.
You can always include some kind of fresh vegetable.
You know what would probably taste really good in here? Arugula.
My stomach is literally growling. You guys probably can't hear from over there, but my stomach is growling like crazy right now.
We're gonna reheat it and get a little melt out of it, wrap it up in tin foil. You don't have to do yours. You can eat it now. It is okay. You don't have to go through all of that, but I'm gonna get a little bit of a melt out of my mozzarella.
Looks delicious.
Thank you, James Miller, for joining us and giving us a delicious recipe. I enjoyed it. My kids enjoyed it. I literally just finished my sandwich.
I didn't even take a bite of my sandwich yet.
Why? Go eat your sandwich.
No.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to go enjoy the sandwich. And then I'm going to have to make another one for the kids.
Thank you.
Bye. You saying bye? Say bye. I'll make it for you next time you come over.
Mm-hmm.
Really easy. Oh.
Please do.
Oh. I forgot my pine nuts. I was supposed to put pine nuts in my pesto. It was the whole point of the pesto. I forgot my pine nuts.